are sleeping. You are sleeping.
Peace and love, everybody, and welcome to You Are Sleeping, the podcast. This is the Godfather. I'd like to thank all of you for coming back. For those of you who have been here before, welcome back. For those of you that haven't, you know, welcome to my show. You know what I mean? And this is your home for all levels of dope music. You know what I mean? This week we're gonna smooth it out a little bit for y'all, you know, and give y'all something to cool out to, whether you're on your way to work, on your way home from work, or chilling at your desk, or chilling in the house, or whatever. You know what I mean? This is that cool out music for y'all, you know. This week, we had a little bit of an important occurrence. For those of you in the know, you know, we had a little issue with the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy as far as homosexuals in the military. And for those of you in the know, for those of you not in the know, you know, they just recently have just, you know, practically guaranteed that this policy will be removed from the books and homosexuals will be able to live an openly gay lifestyle in the military. You know, I'm going to give my little 10 cents on that, but first off, I'm going to let y'all mellow out to these dope tracks, you know what I mean? Like I said, this is a little more of the smooth outside of me. This is what I was feeling this week, you know, and, you know, I'm going to let y'all get into that, you know, while we cool out, you know what I mean? Then after we cool out for a little bit, we're going to get a little serious, then we're going to continue to chill as I play this ridiculous music for y'all. Anyway, without further ado, let's get on to it. You know, I'll get back to y'all in a few. Peace.
I'll call you all over town. But you can't make me run around. Fly free, baby, fly with me. I need to know, is you feeling me? Oh, can you stick your pinky finger in my teeth? Cause you're so sweet to me.
It's you. me. It won't leave me alone. It's making me want some more. It's got a hold of me to where I cannot sleep. It's up in my bones, moving down to my soul. First time it hit me, swept me off my feet, but ever so discreet. I couldn't contain it, but I wanted to remain in it. Attracted to the blaze as it slows to a creep.
Timberland. whenever it rains, feel the sway. Little something to get me through this day. Give me a little bit. Don't stop playing.
secrets are safe with me. Say it.
Softly with more than we can bear. Our vision is only blurred when life seems unfair. So who am I to judge the man with the needle in his vein when he's just chasing freedom to escape the pain of the world's fast-paced pipe dreams and shortcomings? He's just trying to make do, find a way out of nothing. It's like we're damned if we do, and damned if we don't. And it's a very thin line between respect and being broke and being one red button away from World War III. Always call the minority, and always, always pulled over, facing police brutality. Why is every street a living hell? Probably cause they want us to fail, yeah. Three strikes will surely pack the jail, like the slave ships when they sail. Whoa, whoa. Years and years of civil rights chasing to pass that bill. Ask yourself, people, have we changed or are we standing still? Down and out struggling in this concrete jungle, one check away from starvation, poverty. What they say being free is about speaking your mind. Prophesize too much and that's where they draw the line. A line as thin as the line. West and East, one button away from World War III. Being called a minority and being pulled, always being pulled over, subject to brutality. Why is every street like a living hell? Probably cause they all just want us to fail. And three strikes will surely pack the jail, like the slave ships when they sail. But they don't know
my people was made to go. My people's on safe to come. My people got more people.
Baby, now you don't. Oh, come on, honey. just give me what I want. I love you, but I tell you, I feel so good inside. You may try to run, but you just can't hide.
Peace, people. Welcome back to You Are Sleeping. It's the Godfather, and I'm here to give you all my little 10 cents this week. And, you know, what I got on my mind is gays in the military. Most of you that follow the news, you know, probably already know that they just recently, you know, made it where they are going to pass the bill, apparently, and repeal that bill of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and this will make it unpunishable by law for a homosexual male or female to serve as openly gay people in the military. And, you know, this has been met with all types of opposition. Like, generally, most of it, honestly, in my opinion, is ridiculous. You know, I mean, you got people running around talking about, so, oh, you might as well start letting people wear pink military uniforms and stuff like that, or I bet the people in the ground forces are losing their minds because blah 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 blah. You know, it's ridiculous. Okay, I am 100% certain that there have been gays in the military since the inception of the military. I'm almost 100% certain that when George Washington was telling his soldiers not to fire at the British until they see the whites in their eyes, that there was a homosexual in the bunch. You know what I mean? For people to ensue that there were never gays in the military is beyond ignorant. It's pretty ridiculous, you know. And then now all that the repealing of this law entails is that these men and women will not get kicked out if it is found out that they are gay. Now, I don't understand how this is such a problem to anyone. You know, generally speaking, you work, eat, drink, and sleep with these people every day. Most of the time, you know. You know what I mean? And the bottom line is that if you're out there taking bullets and bombs and gas and all types of other ridiculousness with these people, if you're going through all that hell, I would hope that your first thought wouldn't be, you know, oh man, he's gay. Is he going to watch my back like I watch his? You know what I mean? That's ridiculous. You know, the fact that this person is gay has no effect on whether or not he can shoot straight. It has no effect on whether or not he took that same oath with you to watch your back as you watch his. That's what the military is all about. The military is out there to protect the rights of those who can't protect themselves. That's our job. You know, we took an oath, and we didn't say in that oath that the only way that we're going to do it is if the person standing next to me isn't gay. That's ridiculous. You know, you got some people that, you know, walking around saying, oh, this is going to increase promiscuity in, you know, forward areas. You know, that's just ridiculous. Fact of the matter is, the people that are that irresponsible that they're going to turn around and try to, you know, engage in, you know, sexual activity when you're in the foxhole taking mortars and taking bullets and all this other stuff, they were going to do that regardless of whether or not they were homosexuals. You know, I've been deployed with people that were out there doing that, you know, and I'm not going to say any names about anybody. That's just the truth. You know, the people that were out there and were going to do that, were going to do that, regardless of whether or not they were gay. You know what I mean? So, to suggest that, you know, because now people can be openly gay or what have you, is gonna cause, you know, these men and women to, you know, act out their, you know, to act out their, you know, yearnings or whatever, that they're gonna forget that they're in a mission or what have you, just because they're gay. The very thought of that, you know, is ridiculous. Once again, you know, we took an oath. You know, I'm gonna watch your back. You're gonna watch mine. You know, we didn't say, so long as you're not gay. I'm pretty sure they're not thinking in the back of their mind, I'm gonna watch your back, and if I get the chance, I'm gonna fuck that back. You know, that, you know, that's just, That's retarded. That's beyond insulting. You know what I mean? I'm not gonna look at a militant translator, you know, and say, oh, because he's gay, he can't do as good a job. You know what I mean? I'm not gonna look at a pilot, and because she's gay, be like, oh, she can't do a great job, she can't shoot or fly as safely and as swiftly as the next person because she's not gay, because she's gay. You know what I mean? That's ridiculous. She will see, she or he received the same type of training. And if they handle their issues in a professional manner, then they're gonna be just as good as the next person. You know what I mean? It has nothing to do with whether or not they are gay. You know, the hilarious part about this is, you know, I have people at my work, you know, and you'll hear them, you know, popping all these jokes about, you know, quote unquote, you know, fags in the military and you know, dykes in the military and all this other stuff. You know, and the funny thing about it is, and like, you know, let me say again that that was a quote. That's not necessarily how I feel about it. That's just the words that people use. You know, but, you know, back to what I was saying. The funny thing about it is that these same men, you know, or women, you know, you'll have these men that'll be talking that same ridiculousness and then go out to the bars, get drunk, you know what I mean, and be out there with and see some chicks over on the side, you know what I mean, and they start, you know, making out in the bar, you know, they've been drinking or whatever, they start making out, fondling each other in the bar, and they start, or they start looking over at dude like, hey, why don't you go home with us, let's do this thing, you know what I mean, and these same men who are so adamant about having gays not be in the military would have no problem with that. They have no problem with that aspect of homosexuality because that's quote unquote hot to them. You know what I mean? And these women that may be doing these things, they don't even look at themselves as gay. You know, which is ridiculous. You know what I mean? Whereas if they saw two men out there, you know, they go out to a bar and they start, you know, making out with each other and fondling each other and talking about what they're gonna do when they get back home or whatever, you know what I mean, they, you know, that's when you hear the, oh, look at these fucking faggots, you know, and all this other, that's when you hear all that, you know, but when they do it, yeah, that shit's sexy, that's hot, you know what I mean, that, you know, that shit turns me on, you know, you know, and it's like, you know, how hypocritical is that? How can you say that you know, turn around and talk about, oh, you know, this is a Christian nation and homosexuality is frowned upon in the Bible, you know, and all this other stuff, but then you look at that and you ready to go home and beat two back, you know what I mean? You're ready to go home and get your rocks off while you watch these girls get it on with each other. You know what I mean? How can these girls sit there and talk about the guys being gay and how that makes them sick, and then they're doing the same thing and they're talking about, oh, but we're not gay though, it just feels good. You know what I mean? No, no, it's backwards. You know what I mean? It's completely and utterly backwards. You know what I mean? Bottom line, you know what I mean? Bottom line is this, you know, I'm not going to knock the next man for, you know, feeling however he feel. This is a free country or whatever. But you, like, a lot of people really need to check themselves before they come checking other people for how they live their lives. You know, fact of the matter is, you know, we are in a nation, you know, where, you know, we have the freedom to live our lives the best way we see fit. You know what I mean? If that's what you want to do, then that's what you want to do. You know what I mean? And whether that's what you, and whether one agrees with it or not, that's not something that needs to go back to Congress. That's, you know, just, I really don't get it, you know what I mean, And the fact of the matter is that, you know, these men and women that decide that they're going to go into the military, they're not going into the military because it's going to be open season for them to go out there and get at whoever, you know what I mean? They're not going to go through all that training, you know, just so that they can turn around and, you know, have their pick of the litter during basic training or tech school or AIT or whatever, you know what I mean? They're going through this because they want to serve their nation. And whether you're gay, straight, whether you're Christian, Muslim, whether you're black, white, Hispanic, Asian, whatever the case may be, if that is your wish to defend this nation with your life, then nothing should stand in your way. Not laws, not other people and their ignorant opinions, nothing. You're out there, you watch my back. That's the only thing I'm worried about. You watch my back, I watch yours. I get shot because of you, I got a problem. That's the only thing I'm worried about. That's all I got to say, y'all. You know, one other side note, I just found out that Shaquille O'Neal wants to be a UFC fighter. Point blank, period. Shaq, stay in your lane, brother. I've seen you in action a couple of times when you tried to get mad at folks and hook off on them or whatever. You have no hands, dog. You have zero hands. You're just big. You're going to go out there and you're going to get clocked by one of them dudes, and you're going to have to finish the rest of your days eating your food through a straw. Stay in your lane, brother. Enjoy your money, you know, and stick to basketball. That's all I got to say, man. On that note, one love, y'all. Peace and love. I'll get at y'all next week.
and I can be your sunshine. Sometimes you feel no hope. Well, I've been there, I've walked that lonely road. Ooh, I took whatever devil offered me, because I knew that he would set me free.
If you worry, baby, let your heart be rest assured. every time that I see your smile. Check me. Check it out, babe. Yeah, I know that it's hard for you to say the things we both know are true. Tell me how come I forget it, but not in love anymore. Oh, I keep forgetting, babe. See the same again, oh.
up to go.
Hey, I wonder when's the last time he held you.
I bet you don't even know.
He barely talks to you, but he don't even know your number. Got you on auto dial, still ain't called in a while.
It's all about the club,
he's right, he's close.
It's all about himself,
yeah. That's how he rolls.
Ain't like you need a reason to believe in. Well, I got 10 for you, girl.
Because I'm grown and I'm sexy. Because I'm too much more.
What I wouldn't give to see you now. to the sky. Shine your light on me, yeah, yeah. My life will never be the same without you. But I'll be okay, okay, yeah, yeah. And I wouldn't be seeing you now. Life without you is like a song.
Sexually,
sexually,
tell me. He tells me all his secrets. He thinks nobody knows. to my private line,
9 4 9
8 7 3